Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, once again. This is Genevieve, and welcome to the Genevieve Gems. How are you today? I trust that your Christmas was very well played. I pray that you all got to the gifts that you wanted. This is our last message for this year, 2016, and just wanted to start with a idea for a new beginning for 2017, which is the title of this show today. I want to know many of you accomplished your goals this year. There are many of you gotten what you wanted, or it's been a tough year. Have some of you retired? Have some of you wondering what's the next phase of your life? Have some of you wondering if you, you feel that you don't have much left that you outlived your usefulness? You know, you wonder if there's anything valuable, anything else valuable you can do. Some of you may feel that you've lost a lot of time, but, you know, this is, as long as you're still breathing, you know, there's still plenty of things that need to be done, and God has some wonderful things for you. And we end this year, you know, I just say that, okay, we can't change anything that was done this year. What's done is done. But, you know, we can move to new chapter coming in the new year. I have a habit of setting goals every year, you know, what kind of what I want to accomplish. And, you know, I find that it keeps me on par. It also challenges me to try some new things that I've never done before. And this is what, this is what I read, I thought about when I read this passage from Joel, the prophet Joel, second chapter, 20th verse. It says, I will repay you for years of swarming over the feet. You shall eat plenty and be satisfied. Praise the name of the Lord God. You have done wonders for you, and my people shall never again be put to shame. Okay, some of you may have lost a lot of time because you enslaved to different things, to drugs and alcohol, enslaved to depression or mental illness, or some of you maybe your lives have changed dramatically. But to encourage you that, you know, God has wonderful plans for your life, 2017. You know, one of the things, the best things that anybody can do is that you could ask them, Jesus Christ into your life many years ago, and it could be another new beginning for you. And now it changes your life, gives you a whole purpose and meaning to your life. I also think that, during the new year, you know, you can, God has wonderful plans for you, perhaps you know it, but that all the things that you're prepared for, I think, into operation. And the message here I'd like to leave with you today is the fact that, you know, it's been a tough year, you know, with the recent election and everything. You know, some people are depressed, you know, some people are concerned about what's going to happen in the future. I'm here to remind you that God's still in control. It's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen unless he deems it. Whoever is president, it doesn't matter who Cedar is, God's still in control. He won't let any gravy need it. As Christians, like to share the gospel with other people during this time. Because remember, when Jesus was born, he wasn't born in the greatest town, he was born it was under Roman rule. And they just, you know, they had to take a, be part of the census. So it was kind of the tumultuous time. Civil rights, the Vietnam protests. And there were plenty of times they have to, you know, there was always something going off, but the whole thing is, you know, God pulls it through. God pulls it through. And the same thing is the same situation now. It seems bleak, you know, but it is good. God has it in control. You know, I'm looking forward to the future. I'm looking forward to it, and I look forward to play a part in it. You know, you can, you know, almost play a part in what's going to happen. I always say you can do something, everybody can do something. But keep going. You know, find some things that you are interested in, you know, that piques your interest in. Work toward those things. You know, there's, I'm pretty sure there's a few things that are out there that you, that kind of people, there's many, 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 many issues that need to be dealt with, homelessness, the immigration thing, harm with it, you know, education, food shelters, so many things, how we bring everything, you know, so many different things to go for. And there may be some things that maybe God's leading you to do, you know, and I encourage you to follow his lead, follow you for whatever you're doing. To touch people's lives. And looking at forward to the new year, you know, I set goals. I don't make resolutions. I set goals and I write them down on paper, and I, you know, I have a defined plan as to how, you know, how it can be accomplished. And it's good to set goals. It's good to have things that you, that, you know, the talent in you that you never knew that you had. And God will always open up doors for you. He'll make a way to use these talents. You know, I always said that, you know, no matter whatever you learn, you know, it's never gone and lost it. You know, some things maybe what God wants you to do, maybe you've known about it for years, but you haven't had the opportunity to use it. And coming year, this may be the time where you can use that ability, use that talent, you know, to minister to others. And I just pray that 2017 will be that year for you. I just pray that you, you know, you grow in grace, grow in God, you know, develop talent, glory of God, and to also, you know, be able to remember that he is in control of everything. You know, it says in the scripture, pray for your leaders, that's what. And this is the last Genevieve Gems for 2016. I look forward to coming. There'll be a new year. Be safe. Amen.